This is the air I
Hello, greetings. I'm Kenneth. Kenneth, keep
breathe.
that song on for a minute. Keep it on for a minute.
This is
Hallelujah.
the air
Welcome,
I
welcome, welcome.
Your holy
Keep it on, honey. Keep it on for a minute. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
In me.
Just for a moment, just for a moment, just for a moment. Hallelujah,
this
Jesus.
is my day.
Oh, Rama, Sekiri Koru Abba.
This is my day.
And as you know, when I speak in the spirit, or when you even
Your
speak in the spirit, hallelujah. And if you have no interpretation, glory to God. You are building up your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Oh, my. So tonight I come and I pray in the spirit, filling up myself to let the Holy Spirit use me tonight as we pray. I let him do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Welcome in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Welcome tonight. Glory, hallelujah, welcome tonight. Oh, there's a change in the atmosphere. Oh, there's a change in the atmosphere. There's a change in the atmosphere. Oh, yes. As we go now, we for the Father. And as we welcome now the Holy Spirit tonight in this place, we let him engulf, we let him change, we let him come forth, we let him saturate us from the inside out. Oh, glory. This is not the work of a man, for this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Honey, you can turn it off now, baby. Thank you so much. God, I thank you for my husband. I thank you. Thank you that he just didn't waste me to minister, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for him. Lord, I thank you for every single person tonight on the line. I thank you for every single person, Lord God. Under the sound of my voice, Father God, I hide myself behind the cross, Almighty God. I just hide myself behind the cross and let you come forth in the water. Let you come forth in the fire. Let you come forth in the power. Let you come forth to change the atmosphere for your glory. I come tonight. I praise you tonight. Close every door that needs to be closed. And open the ones that need to be opened. Father, I come. Father, I come. I bow before you. I give you my all tonight, Lord Jesus. Come forth now. And use me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I would say right now, welcome, Holy Spirit of the living God. Welcome now to come in and to change every single thing that needs to be changed. and lying spirit that the enemy want to come and want to use and try to take us down in our lives, in our family lives, anywhere, any place. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We release the blood of Jesus over every single onslaught of the enemy. And I don't care. Father God, if I sin, I come now and I say, wash me, cleanse me, clean me up, Lord Jesus, that when you look, all you see is your blood. The blood of Jesus. And now hide myself behind the cross of Jesus Christ. Because Father God, your son is no more on the cross. And Jesus, as you walk the earth, and as you're looking for a people that you could live and you could breed, anoint us, Lord Jesus, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Anoint us with greatness. Anoint us with your supernatural fire. Oh, King of kings and Lord of lords. O conquering line of the tribe of Judah, anoint us the inside out. Touch now, I pray. In a name that is above every single name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. O Holy Father, O Precious King, you are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be praised. Let everything that I have brought praise me. Let everything that I have brought exalt you tonight. You are worthy. Oh, so worthy. You are so worthy to be praised. When your heart is crying, when your heart is in a standstill, when your heart is experiencing an imbalance, it doesn't have anything to do with your heart. It's really not your heart. It is your head knowledge. It is the comprehension of the mind. So in all essence, get out of your mind. Get out of your head knowledge. Meaning get out of your complacency. Mean I have to get out of my complacency. Meaning I have to use my heart to change my mind. That way it gets to be balanced. See if you're understanding what I'm saying. Let your heart control your mind. In order for your heart to control your mind, you have to have the word concept. See, I am seeing a scale tonight that is not balanced. Maybe it's me, maybe it can be you, but whenever or whatever essence it is, this scale have to get balanced. Our heart have to be balanced. And how is your heart going to be balanced? The heart where Jesus lives. You have to be saturated with his word. Understand that what we are going through right now, his word is going to have to be our life set. I don't know what's coming down the pike. All I could hear is Matthew 24. And Matthew 24 give us the information about the things that's going to happen. That doesn't necessarily mean that Jesus is coming then. It's just saying these are the things that's going to happen, and you will know that his ending is near. You see what I'm saying? Try to get it. Put your hand over your heart and try to get the understanding, because let it go through your heart and then let it come and change your head. We cannot have our head to control our heart. Head knowledge is not going to work. I like your hairstyle, my baby girl. I like Keisha. I love that hairstyle. Where did she go? I saw the hairstyle and I fall in love with the hairstyle and then she's gone. I'm not gonna duplicate that hairstyle. But it looks good, my baby. The heart have to be right. The word of God have to change your heart. Then I also see water. What is water in the word? What is water? What is water? When the word talks about water, and the water is the word of God that comes to wash us. Just like you go into the bath and take a bath or a shower, when you go in next time, think about it, that you're getting a washing, that the word is kind of really cleansing and cleaning. Tonight, somebody is on like drifting, actually drifting, like you're being confused, like something is happening, and every time you move forward, every time you move forward, thank you, darling. Every time it symbolized purification and spiritual substance. Yes, yes, that's good. That's very good. Water. So that's what it's doing. Wow. Every time you move forward, something comes to take you backwards. It makes you do not want to trust and believe in God. I've been through something since Saturday. I've been going through some stuff. And then Saturday it was intensified. I had to go in and I had to find resources to take care of what was going on. But then I also have to stand up and plead the blood of Jesus over myself. We do have an enemy out there. He wants to come in and he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But we do have the Word of God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. There's a lot of things going on. A whole lot of things. We have these people online, and I am seeing different things right now. So many different things right now. Is that Iona? Is that you? That's how you pronounce your name?
Yes, prophetess, it's Iona.
And that is how you pronounce your name.
Yes, please.
Well, I'm going to minister to you right now.
Thank you so very much.
And I want you first thank the Father God himself.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for remembering me this moment.
This evening, and I want you to pray in the spirit, because there's something trying to attack your mind. Correct?
Hey.
Correct? Correct?
Yes, a lot of things happening. Yes, prophetess.
And it's trying to attack your mind, correct?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, it's like I know you. Do I?
Like you know me?
Yeah, do I know you?
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay. Where have I met you from?
You met me from the wedding.
Okay. That's not how I have you in my phone. So that's why. Okay. But when I was talking, the Spirit of God is letting me know that you know her. And I'm
Yes.
like, okay, where? From where? All right. So there's a lot of things going on right now. Okay.
Yes.
A lot of confusion at this point.
Yes.
At this point, you're at the verge of like losing your job, right? Correct?
Not certain. No.
What about the difficulties over there? I mean, What about your marking period? How is your marking period going?
Oh,
Because
it's excellent.
okay. When is school going to be over?
Friday.
How is your deadline for Friday?
Finalize. I have it finished.
And when are you going to finalize it?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. And every single person in that area has already passed your test. Are you going to give some F's? How are you going to be able to explain what you're giving out?
Oh, but
What are you going to be giving out? You have all your documentations in place?
yes, there's
Okay.
the pre-test and post. In the post, some students have gone 400%, improved 400%, 200%, 100%. Nobody fails. Everybody score 100 or more in the government, the county exam.
Okay. I want you to put your hands up.
Yes.
I'm going to pray for your home.
Yes.
I'm praying for leadership.
Yes.
And I see something like a storeroom. Like it's supposed to be something that you things that are being stored up. I mean, it may not be finances, but it can also be means up in relationship, okay?
Something stored up in my storeroom.
Yep, stored up in relation. That means it might be confusion in relationship. It might be in relationship, okay?
Don't
So we're gonna pray. Father God, in the name of Christ, Father, as you reveal these mindset and
know.
these onset, these confusion, we break the head of the snake. Oh Lord God Almighty. Break the head of the snake and we chop it off in the name of Jesus. Yes, Satan, you can't
Jesus.
stand there. You gotta go. You can put your hand up and say deliverance. I want you to say deliverance right now because
Deliverance,
I call.
deliverance,
There you go.
deliverance, deliverance,
Ayo,
Lord, deliver
there
me, oh
you go.
God.
Put your hand over your belly. Put your hand over your belly.
Yes,
Yes,
deliverance,
Jesus.
Lord.
There you go. Snake,
Deliverance.
oh, be gone in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Set our finances free. Set all our business free, home, land, and sea, overseas, over here, wherever. Set her free in Jesus' name. Father, thank you right now. We break it and we release the blood of Jesus over every single doorpost. Release the blood of Jesus. Her over every onset, over onset, everything that the enemy want to bring. The word is like a slaughterhouse where the enemy want to come in and want to kill everybody. And we just bind the spirit of sickness. We bind the spirit of death. And we command you and your generation to be set free. Husband, wife, whatever, whoever, be free in Jesus' name.
Just name
Father, we give you
mighty
praise
God.
and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we call forth the spirit of deliverance now in Jesus'
Jesus' name.
mighty name. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father,
Thank you,
we give
Lord.
you worship and we give you
Father, we
praise.
thank you,
Put
God.
everybody, put your hand up and give him praise. Deliver
Thank you,
the way.
Jesus, for
Let
what
it's
you
your
have
turn.
done, for
Give
what
him
you're about to do. We thank you, Lord.
praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking my
Ayanaloko, give
name
him praise.
off that altar. Thank you, Lord Jesus, removing my name, my husband's name,
Give
my
him
family
praise.
name off that altar. We give you praise, Father God. Father, we
Give him
thank you for what you have
praise
been
for your
doing, Father God.
finances.
I thank you,
Give
God, for
him praise for
delivering
your
me from the
finances.
plots and plan. Thank you, Lord, for delivering my finances this evening. Thank you, God, for delivering my health. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for delivering me from the plots and plans of the enemy. Father God, deliver my legs from the plots and plans of the enemy. My
Give him praise
waist, my hands,
that your
my neck, my
oil will
head.
never run dry.
In
Give
Jesus'
him
name.
praise that you have more than enough.
Yes, Lord, I
Break
thank you,
every
God.
lying
Father, give me
spirit
more
off
than
of your
enough, oh
money.
God.
Every
Father, right
lying
now, oh
spirit
God,
off of
this
your
year is
money.
perilous time. Father, I pray. Father,
No more
give my
lack.
money. Oh God,
No
release
more
my
lack.
money.
No more lack in the generation. No more lack. No more lack. No more lack. No more lack.
Jesus.
Father, we give you praise and worship. Father,
Jesus.
we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. If you have your pocketbook and you have your anointing oil, anoint your pocketbook, anoint your billfold. I'm not talking about one person. I'm talking about everybody. Financial miracle. We release that in the name of Jesus. Financial miracle. Take it for your family. Take it for your family. Take it for yourself. First Kings 17. In First Kings 17, he said, your isle of Barren will never run dry.
In the mighty
Kings 17,
name
you can
of
read it.
Jesus.
You can read it. You can read it. No
Father.
weapon that form against you. Every
Yes,
court
ma'am.
cases, every court cases, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon, no weapon, no bank weapon, no confusion, no financial confusion, nothing lost, nothing driven, nothing taken away, no lack, no lack. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Hallelujah. Mo she the Psalms 23. That's my mother's scriptures. No matter what
We
my mama
lift
going
your
through,
glory.
no matter what my mama going through,
Lord Jesus, cover us, oh God.
no matter what my mama going through, my mama, that my mama's scripture, Psalms 23. The Lord is my
He's my
shepherd, I shall
shepherd, I
not
shall
want.
not want.
The Lord is my
Hallelujah.
shepherd, I shall not want. The
Jesus, we
Lord
give
is
you
my shepherd.
thanks. Lord,
The
have
Lord,
mercy.
you need to pronounce that over yourself. You shall not want nothing. You shall not have no lack. Your
Yes,
finances will be
Jesus.
up to par. You'll have more than enough. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Father, we give you
Make me to
thanks.
lie down in green pastures. Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
Ooh, he restored my
That's
soul.
my
He led me walk
soul, yes,
beside
God.
green still waters. Yes, sir. He
Jesus.
restored my soul. He led me in the path of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake.
Yes, God.
For his
His name
name's
faith.
sake.
Lord
First,
Jesus.
wait a minute, Sonny, where's Sonny at? I want you, Sonny, I want you to put up here 1 Kings 17, 14. I want you to put Psalms 23, verse 1, all the way down to 6.
Jesus.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Do you have enemies? Let them prepare a table before your enemies tonight, right in their presence.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
We give you thanks.
And the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup run it over. Run it over. It's running over. Let it run over. Surely, yes, not no curse, but goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Yes, forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. Psalms 34, verse 9. Take it for your family. Take it for
Thank you.
yourself. Self going over and not under. See yourself abounding and abiding and good works. No lack. Supernatural abundance. It is changed behavior. Abimelech, who drove out him and departed. So I have Psalms 34, verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you saints, for there is no want. You understand that? No want, no lack of nothing. No want, no lack of nothing. No want, a lack of nothing. You lack nothing, you will always have more than enough. You will always have more than enough, going over and not under, always abounding to every good works. You could go read it in Deuteronomy. I believe it's Deuteronomy 14. Let me see Deuteronomy 14. Is it 14? I think it's 14. Let me go, because I don't even have that written down. Let me go check something out. Nishokuni na nande leke. Shuramandele konda babalobokiti labatandele kita. Yes, fire, come, come, come. Verse 28, okay. Come fire, let's come. What an excitement, what an excitement. Deuteronomy 28. Yes, bless, 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 bless. Blessing run after you. Blessings overshadow you. Blessings overtake you. You will be blessing the city, blessing the field, blessed going out, blessed coming out. There's no curse. There's no curse. The generation of the righteous is blessed. That means when I'm blessed, my generation is blessed. When I'm blessed, my generation is blessed. He didn't say my generation is going to bless me. He says, when I'm blessed, my generation will be blessed. No more lack. The fear of the Lord is the first beginning of wisdom. What the fear of the Lord means, I have it written down here. What does the fear of the Lord mean? And I was just writing that the Holy Spirit was talking to me. It means listen and obey. That means he's talking to me and he's talking to you. Listen and obey him. When he instruct you, any instruction that he give to you, meaning be obedient to his word. Talking to me and he's talking to you. I'm no different. Be obedient to his word and follow his leading. I will bless the Lord at all times. Follow his plan. Read his word. Follow his word. Fast and pray. Invite the Holy Spirit in every single day. In other words, have right standing with Him. Then you can clear no more lack. Precious Father. Matthew 24 talks about, and Sonia put up here in regards to, there was a scripture. It wasn't a scripture, but she talked about the water that the Father showed me earlier. The water that was shown earlier, she said it's symbolizing. I can't find it. It was right here. Oh my God, I lost it. One of these days, I'm gonna be able to know how to use my computer. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Wait a minute, let me see what she say here. She said it symbolized the water that was shown to me in the spirit just now. It symbolized life and the purification of the spiritual substance. That's what it is. But I'm gonna take it another step further. In your prayer time, these are instructions that I'm getting right now. Very, very, very precise instruction. In your prayer time, get your anointing oil. That anointing oil will signify it is going to be like the blood of Jesus. Get that oil and anoint your house. Anoint your house. There is something that's going to happen when you anoint your house with that oil. A lot of people are hearing voices and sounds in their house. Wow. Don't you know that some of these houses have demonic activities in there?
And if there are demonic activities in there, we're gonna have to do something different. You're gonna have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit how to proceed. Because you have to let them know that both of y'all can stay in the same house. Gotta drive them out. It's very serious. If you read Revelation, one third of those spirits, those angels were fallen angels. One third of them was thrown out of heaven. Why were they thrown out? They were thrown out with their rebellious friend, the devil. Oh gosh. So turmoil in the family, turmoil in the finances, turmoil in every single thing that we put our hand to because we haven't dealt with certain stuff. We deal with them for a time and then we back off. But now it's getting that got intensify, and you have to get intense. You now have to drive them out. Oh God, let me see something here. Let me look at this number because I see a number here and I see something going up their stairs. Oh God, let me see this number here. I am not gonna call the number out, but I have a feeling. I have an idea who the person is. Oh my God. Oh my God. That used to come to the person's house before, and then it's back now again. Yeah, because they're entertaining stuff in there that they're not supposed to entertain. Simple. Let me see something here. Yep. That's exactly. You are one of my family members. Listen to me. Get your pencil and paper. I am not going to call out your name. We have dealt with this before. Okay? Now they are back. This time they are back stronger and want to be better. Gotta listen to me. Gotta listen to me. Do not call me and ask me. You know what I'm talking about. They are speaking in your ears, they are waking you up at night. They used to do that before. Now they're back. You cannot entertain them. You cannot entertain them. You cannot entertain them. Your son cannot entertain them. You cannot have them in your house. You got to know now. You got, oh Jesus Christ. So now you have to go and you got to do house cleaning. You got to start from your basement. You gotta come up in your kitchen, go in your living room, climb up them stairs, go in them bedrooms, go into the yard. Anoint it with oil. You don't have to be fearful. They can't do you anything. They could only do you something if you are fearful. These are generational curse. And they wanna come and they wanna take your son. The spirit of homosexuality. Want to come in and want to take your son. We got to break that spirit. So now, from the highways to the byways. The closest location to that place is Virginia. That's how close I'm gonna go. So if the other person thinks it's them, it's no. That is in the line where close to Virginia. So Raboshi after you leave the you over Virginia and from Virginia, Tekene he goes up there to Delaware and Pennsylvania and all of that. But that's the line right there. Coming up, going north. Not gonna call the name out. You know exactly what it is. I see them. They're lurking and they're already inside the house. So now, tonight, not tomorrow night, not because you gotta get up and go to work tomorrow, drive them out. Because the job, let me tell you something. The way they're acting, you may not have no job. How about that? So if you're gonna worry about get up in the morning to go to work, listen and listen up. If you don't do what you're supposed to do when they're finished with you, you ain't gonna have no job. Not just that. That's just that. That's just that. So instead of worrying about getting up tomorrow morning to go to work by 4 o'clock or at 3 o'clock or whatever time in the morning, drive them out. Drive them out. Drive them out. Don't worry about family because they don't like you anyway. Drive them out. You think you're stushed? Just drive them out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we worship and give you praise tonight. We worship and give you praise tonight for the prophetic. We worship and give you praise tonight, Lord God Almighty. Watch over me and cleanse me. Take care of me, take care of my body. Give me insight for living. Open up my eyes that I may be able to see. I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be and do, I want to do your work. I want to do what you have called me to do. Set me on high. Work through me that men may know that you're alive and you're not well and you're not dead. Just open up the doors that no man can shut. Close the doors that need to be closed. Release your financial miracles upon your people tonight. In Jamaica, we used to call it crosses. Crosses, my mother said crosses, you have all kind of crosses. Well, whatever crosses there is, break, bind, tear it down, release it, move it. Stumbling block, move every stumbling block out of our ways. Just move it. Just move it. Your husband, supernatural healing, speedy recovery. Every joint, every ligament, everything in that body be healed in the name of Jesus. Bring forth finances, Lord God, for the home that one need. Move, put the application onto the top. Apartments, homes. Homes, apartments, homes, apartment, homes, homes and apartments, homes and apartment. Move them out of apartments into homes. I remember I prayed for someone one time and let them know that they were gonna get a house. They were gonna get a house without even a down payment. And it worked. It worked out. These are testimonies. It worked out. The person got the house, and God just supernaturally bring that house. Didn't even have to put a down payment. It's not a joke. And I felt like this. I felt like this right now. Open up your ears, Keisha. Listen to this. I felt like this right now. That God would put people in your path supernaturally to speak to you. Unconditionally, and you're gonna know it's God, and you're gonna move because you're gonna know it's God, you're gonna move along that line. Natalia, you're gonna move along that line. Doors are going to open up for you, baby. Doors will open. Doors will open. Doors will open. It's time for them to open. It's just time for them to open. It's time for them to open. Purification. Purification. It is well, it is well. It is well. It is well, Jennifer. It is a new, I see like a new lining. You haven't seen anything yet, Jennifer. 2025, we're going into the month of June, and the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Double for your trouble. I see double for your trouble. The big double for your trouble. I see the sign of a dove over your house. I see new car coming to you right now. And you're saying, but how is it going to be? And the father said, he's going to bring it in your path. So when that happened, just let me know. Trust him for everything. Surely trust him for everything. Trust him for everything. Breakthrough is here. Supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Supernatural breakthrough. I mean, have you ever seen a chain that's all linked together
It too, in Jesus' name.
and then it's broken? It
Yes.
just break, it just come apart. That's what I see. I see the chain just break. I mean, completely broken. And the word is just like it just shiver all over the place. It just mangle and it just break. It's, and it comes to dust.
Amen.
And whatever he's going to give to you, there's no conditions to it.
Amen.
It is going to be unconditional because when you were praying, even last week, you say, Father, I want to be able to see it and I don't want to be able to be responsible for it. I want to be able to see it and I want it to be, that means you're praying that you want it to be enlarged. Is that correct?
Amen.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait 1 second. Hey, I'm online. Yeah. Zoom, I send the information to you to Zoom. All righty? Okay. And you're saying, Lord, I want, when it comes, I just want it. Like you just want it to be like breakthrough, you know what I mean? Like you want it to be explode. Is that how you pray? Like you
Amen.
want an explosion?
Amen.
I said, you tell the Lord that you want an explosion?
Amen.
That's what you said?
Yes.
And that's what I just saw. I saw it exploding. Like I can't even explain it because I'm not a woman with words. I only use the words that the Father gave to me, okay? And I see like when it explodes, it comes to ash. So here you are last week, you're praying and you're like, just let it explode. Just let it explode because you just like, I mean, you're not giving up, but you just want it to be explode, right? You just
Amen.
want an explosion. So that's what I see. I saw an explosion. And then when it exploded, it comes to dust like ashes. And it looks like ashes, real ashes. So that means it's coming out of the belly of the fire. You know when you're in Jamaica and when your people cooking for the wood stove, remember? And on that wood stove, what happened to the wood stove when the fire get died down? What happened? Don't the wood stove, the fire get to be ashes?
All ashes.
That's what happened. Your fire has burned down to ashes. So that means whatever you were cooking was it's already cooked. Because you can't actually cook on ashes, can you? Don't you need a fire?
You need a
Is
fire.
right. So isn't the ashes that means something is already dead?
It's already done.
So there's an explosion in what you prayed for, and it comes to ashes. And it's done. It is done. It is
Amen.
done. And you're going to come back and we're going to hear the testimony. You're going to be testifying into what the Father God has done for you and your generation, for you and your family.
Amen.
Because have you ever actually seen a snake? Not in person. You have never seen in person, ever seen it in the church? Ever seen it? And when they open their mouth?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I just saw. All right, so when you see a snake open their mouth, what you got to do? You got to close their mouth.
Amen.
You got to close that mouth. Because when they open their mouth, they're coming at you to get you. So you got to close that mouth in the spirit. And you know how to do that? You plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You put that snake under your foot. You go in to the scripture where Peter shook that snake into the fire. You gotta go Google that scripture. It was either Peter or Paul. One of them is in Acts. Shake it in the fire. And then, you know, like I'm talking and I'm telling you, shaking it. It reminded me of one time when I was in Manchester. But I think Jennifer was over there when I was in Manchester. Yeah, she was over there, yeah. And they brought her, and there was a lady that comes over there and she had a snake on her. And this is the kind of same snake I'm seeing right now, a black snake. You gotta cut the head off of the snake. Listen to me.
Man.
This is for you and your generation. You gotta cut off the head of the snake. You gotta use the sword of the spirit, the word of God. And you gotta chop it off in the spirit. And you gotta trample it on your feet.
Amen.
That is what you do in demonic situation. That's how you break the back of the enemy. That's try to come in from generation to generation to try to take your family out,
Amen.
to bring them into a spirit of poverty. You're not meaning that you ain't got, you're not supposed to have nothing. Nobody ain't supposed to graduate from high school. Nobody ain't supposed to graduate from college. Nobody ain't supposed to have no money. Nobody ain't supposed to have no house. Nobody ain't supposed to have no wife. Nobody ain't supposed to have nothing good. You're just
Amen.
supposed to be disaster upon disaster from grandmother to grandpa. No, you got to break the head of the snake.
Amen.
Because we keep saying amen and we not want to do what we're supposed to do.
I
Goes to me. Goes to me. So hey, don't feel bad.
know I'm more that generation of curse. I saw it against my children. So I had to break it off.
I'm telling you, well, look, I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm just saying. And it reminds me of Manchester. One of my daughter on the phone, she will testify to what I'm talking about. Okay? I saw it when I saw it. It is like the same doggone snake I saw. Now, you know, these are African snakes. You understand me? African tribe. Africa. You are from the African tribal. I mean, yeah, we are from Africa, but we're talking about, oh Lord God, you would call them, what you call them people? The Maroon tribe. You understand? Hey, you
Amen.
understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
The Maroon Negro mindset. That's what they say. And they go, ahem, ahem. And they over there jumping. So they brought that same thing to your ancestors in Jamaica. Not, you know what? Hey, you got to plead the blood of Jesus over that, all that nastiness, and command it to go.
Amen.
I'm serious.
Me too.
I mean, very. You can't let one more day continue.
Nope.
It comes to tear your family down. It comes to bring disaster in your house, in your love life, your family life, your children life. No money, nothing. Nobody ain't supposed to have nothing. Everybody's supposed to be like a dog or a ball. No. You gotta take authority over that.
Amen.
Generational curse. Obia, you call it Obia.
Amen.
Witchcraft.
Yeah, photo.
You got that right. With the knife and the fork with the spoon. Okay? I see it. I ain't talking about the chicken head cut off. I'm talking about the knife and the fork and the spoon. These people are ancestral demons. Gotta break that. Every single person who believe these things are in their family. Over here, they call it roots. Down south, they call it roots. If you were born in America and not from the West Indian country, we call it roots in America. Take authority over all those ritual ancestral demons. That's what we're here for tonight.
Amen.
We're here to call them out. I see one of them running around. Keisha, you gotta call them out. You gotta chop their head off. You gotta chop it off out of your family. You gotta call it out. Mitch, you gotta call it out. We gotta get up. Auntie working over there, grandma working over there. They jump from generation to generation. My
Amen.
grandmother over there with her little firing stick, he jumped from generation to generation. The corn and the door ain't gonna work. The tape measure on the door ain't gonna work. The jewels that they put on the table ain't gonna work. The blood of Jesus will work.
Amen.
The crystals are not gonna work. The blood of Jesus is gonna work. The sage is not gonna work. The blood of Jesus is gonna work. We can't be sitting around talking about our family this and our family do that. No, we cannot do that anymore. These people are out to tear your family down. When things are going around and around and around, you gotta start checking it out.
Amen.
These are witchcraft. Drive them out, Sonia. Drive them out of your house. Drive them out. Do not entertain them. Do not entertain them. Everything in the generation that don't look right, drive it out. Everything in my generation that don't look right, I'm gonna drive it out. We're in this together. Generational demons. Mother working Obia want to die and leave it to return it over to the children. We can't work in ministry like this because those spirits on us when we over there praying for people, we releasing it on people. You see what I'm saying? We got to be careful. I got to be careful. So I got to deal with my mess before, you know what I'm saying? Before I go out and deal with somebody else's mess. Your house got to be clean. God called us to do stuff. Well, we gotta first take care of our stuff. I gotta take care of my stuff. You got eyes to see, I got eyes to see, everybody got eyes to see. Let us walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Do not bring nothing in our house. Get away all, get away, get away, throw out all them Buddha. They don't work. Anything in your house that attracts spirit, drive, throw it out. I think I said it one time, long, long time already. I'm saying it again tonight. Throw it out. Throw it out. I got a direct message. I don't even know how to read no direct message. I'm not a computer, so I'm going to have to go into these direct messages and see what's going on in it because I am totally out. Well, not about a computer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You can't go into your house. There is this one person that every time they step up to go into their house, they're feeling pain under the bottom of their foot, like something tingling. Wow. I break that in the name of Jesus. I break that in the name of Jesus. I break that in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over that. In the name of Jesus, you got to go back to where you come from. You were not going to their house. Every child in that house that's trying to act up and don't want to listen, we bind up that spirit. We break and bind the spirit of confusion. We break and we bind the spirit of control. If you have a child in your house and they reach a certain age and they're trying to act like they don't want to listen, hey, it's time for them to be put out. Time for them to go. I mean, if they want to act like they're so grown up and they don't want to listen to you, hey, time for them to go to the shelter. Just simple. And see how far they're going to take that. See how far they're going to take that. If they don't have to call you and apologize and say, they're not going to do that and they're not going to do this anymore. Ain't no time for no foolishness. They will not be able to come in your house. I thank you for that water, Father. The purification, Lord Jesus. Sometimes a spiritual substance. That's a good one. Water is a symbol. In the Bible, water symbolizes life. So what does the fire means? If the water symbolizes life, what do you think the fire means? The fire also comes to purify. The fire is also purification. So once we are using the fire and we are seeing the fire and we are having the water to wash us, then, no, I'm sorry. Once you see the water and you're having the water to wash us, then when the fire comes, you say, Father God, I thank you not only for the Holy Spirit, but I thank you for the purification of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, Lord, as we lift our hands, we thank you for that fire. We thank you that that fire comes in and that fire cleans and that fire also purifies. I thank you for the refining fire. I thank you for the obedience when we walk through the fire. I thank you, like those boys in the fire, when the fourth person was in there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but there was Father, your son Jesus, the third person. And he said, you see a fourth man. Whoa, and that was you, Jesus. That was you, Jesus, in the and he saw, but we see the Holy Spirit in the fire, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost with them. All three becomes one in that fire. So we thank you tonight for the fire. We thank you that it comes and it burns out every single mark. We thank you, Father. My dear, in the mighty name of Jesus. My darling daughter, my daughter says she is an elder over there. Are you sure to be? Are you an elder? Are you sure that you are an elder? And what does an elder do? What does the elder do in the body of Christ? What does the elder do in the body? What is the fivefold part of the elder in the body? What is the other word for the elder in the body of Christ? Is the elder in the church as an apostle or what? What do you see yourself as in the body? So I can't hear what you are saying. So I'm asking you, what do you see yourself in the body as an elder?
You asking me what I do in the church, Mama Ruth?
No, I didn't say what you do in the church. It says elder, and I'm asking you, as a elder, what is your significance in the church? Not what you're doing, but what does the elder mean? What does that mean?
I oversee the
In the
church.
fivefold ministry, in the fivefold.
I oversee the church.
And what, okay, very good. What is an overseer called?
What does the overseer call?
Yes, what is the next step of the overseer? What do you call the overseer that oversees the church? What do you call that?
A preacher?
No, it's an apostle. The overseer is an
Oh, you
apostle.
mean the general overseer of the church? Okay.
Okay, it's an apostle. The apostles oversees, it's like an umbrella.
Yes.
So you got to go and you have to redefine yourself. Not like you're getting ready to graduate. You have to redefine yourself because time is getting short. You have to redefine yourself and you have to know who you are in the body and what is your position in the body. And that's what the Holy Spirit want me to have you know tonight. You gotta go into Ephesians 4, and you gotta in Ephesians 4, and you have to find yourself in Ephesians 4 and see your position in that area. Very, very strongly. Those are strong words, and that's coming directly from the Holy Spirit. Not from me. So we do not want to label ourselves. Okay? Go and look at Ephesians 4 and find yourself in there. And then you go over to 1 Corinthians 12 about the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay? And align yourself with that. Very, very serious. God is getting ready to use you, not man. And there is going to be a fire of the Holy Spirit that's going to come out of your mouth.
Amen.
Because that's what you're praying for and that's what you're interceding for.
Sure.
But you have a lot of opposition in your area where you're located right now. There's a lot of jealousy where you are right now. And when you're in a form of jealousy, you cannot move and do what God wants you to do. Because every time you open your mouth, somebody gonna feel intimidated. Intimidated. I don't want to go behind your back and don't want to trash. It's not time for that right now. Nobody has no time for that.
That's
You gotta
right.
get back into the Bible. Ephesians 4, 1 Corinthians 12.
Yes.
Very, very important. And anybody call you and talking trash, say, okay, I have to go. I'll talk to you later. I love you all. And it's not for you to get big-headed because you ain't nobody.
Yeah,
Okay?
I'm like that.
You ain't nobody. Jesus is somebody, but not you. So you
Yeah.
gotta die to flesh.
Yeah, I'm like that.
You gotta die to flesh. You gotta kill yourself. You gotta be dead.
Yes.
This ain't no time to be playing no church for nobody. I ain't got no time. I don't need no friends.
That's me.
I don't need no friend. I don't have to have friends. I don't need nothing from nobody. I need Jesus. I don't need man. I
Yeah.
need Jesus. Now, when I get ready to speak, I speak under the direction of the Holy Spirit. And I don't feel intimidated by nobody and their crap.
That's right.
I love you all. I love you all. Pray for me. I graduate this weekend.
Oh.
The devil try to beat me down and slap me down and knock me over and try to kill me, but I'm here.
Amen.
And God is good.
All the time.
Oh, yes, surely. And I'm gonna tell you right now, God has put me with these people. Not that I had to learn or God had me there for a reason. And you guys know that I'm very humble. I'm very outspoken because nobody called me. Ain't nobody anoint me. And I don't give a rat's nest, like my daughter Trisha would say, about nobody. Because I want to set myself into a position, not to be an opposition, but to be in a position that when I speak, I'm not telling lies. I speak by the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's what I want. And that's what I want. So pray for me because I'm excited. And then I'll send you guys pictures of me when I have my honey take my pictures on Saturday. And I want to be out there dolled up in my cap and gown. I love you guys, and may God bless you, and may his face shine upon you guys. May he give you peace where there's no peace. The situation of your life is going to be an explosion. Every situation of your life, that mean in your life, is going to be exploded for greatness. So embrace greatness from on high. Let the supernatural powers of the Holy Spirit come now and saturate you from the inside out. I love you all, and may God bless you. And may your faith shine upon you, and may he give you peace. There's no peace. I'm gonna party. I mean, I almost couldn't even move. I mean, my knee hurt up. But you know what? Thank God for Jennifer. Thank God for my mommy. Thank God for Kenneth and Kenny. Because I finally listen, and I start using my ice and my warm pack. And I'm here to tell you today that and my sister sent me some pills, and I don't know. I took two of them pills, three of them pills, I think. And I was passed out yesterday. I ain't supposed to be taking nobody's pill, but when I was in all that pain, I said, I'm gonna take that pill, Lord Jesus. I passed out all day yesterday. But today I'm alive. Praise God. God is good. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a great night. Have a great week. And you all will hear from me soon. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Mitchie. Thank you for all being here for me, calling me and checking up on me and praying for me. I love you, girly. I love every single person. Pray for me, guys. Amen. Praise God.
Bye.
You are so beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
love you. Look at you. You look like my mama. The
Thank
blessings
you.
of the Lord upon you
Thank
shines
you.
upon you and make
Thank
you
you.
rich in every single area of
Amen.
her,
Thank
overshadow
you.
you and overpower you. Amen, 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 amen,
Thank you.
amen, amen. I love you, I love you, I love you.